The Right Stand with Anand Narasimhan.
Hello and welcome to this Right Stand podcast. I'm Anand Narasimhan. Ladies and gentlemen, the big shift has happened. Jyotiraditya Sindhya, time and again, he has sounded the warning bells and he has gone back to the Congress party and said, listen to us, listen to a generation which wants to do something for the party, feels very, very strongly for the party's ideology and cause, but is being thwarted by those who just will not go. Oftentimes, have we not seen this in cricket? Where somebody establishes themselves and just refuses to go. There is an entire generation of cricketing talent which just stood by the sidelines waiting for their chance, thinking, mera time aayega, mera time aayega. When you had a Sehwag downwards till about an Anil Kumble, those players who ruled the roost for 15 to 17 years. There was not so much of a mixing, chop and change and chances that were given. And by the time they made the exit, the lot like an Amol Mazumdar, a Subramaniam Badrinath and so many others were already past the hill. And on the way down, because they had already achieved all that they could playing for India A and domestic cricket. This has happened and it happens across sport. There are so many people, so many talent within tennis who just did not get the chance to break through or perhaps flourish because you had a Mahesh Bhupathi and a Leander Paes right at the top. Not taking away credit from any of these achievers. They've done phenomenally well for our country, but that's what happens. That there will be those who will get sacrificed at the altar, whose talent, whose ability will get sacrificed at the altar. Now, let's just bring that template out onto the Congress party and what happened. When Rahul Gandhi took over reluctantly or after much delay and he was selected as president, all those are political arguments. I'm just saying when Rahul Gandhi took over, he decided to approach the Congress party and the politics around with a new mindset. He wanted the old guard out and he wanted to bring in fresh new leaders who would work with a different perspective and work towards his template of how he envisioned the Congress party. But post Lok Sabha 2019 debacle, Rahul Gandhi abruptly quit. He did not take the younger leaders into confidence and he was hoping that with his quitting, he will have the old guard and some of the others, seniors, actually step aside. But it all boomeranged because the old guard just came back and they sidelined all those ambitious youngsters saying that tumhare ambition ko hum dekhte hain kya hota hai, humko sideline karega. Perhaps that was the attitude. But net, who's the future of the Congress party is a question that somebody like Pradyut Deb Barman, who's the former president of the Tripura Congress, who asked today, is a Digvijay Singh and a Kamal Nath, are they going to be the way forward or was it Jyotiraditya Sindhya? Was a Sachin Pilot the way forward who struggled and worked really hard on ground to prop the Congress back over the last 5 years but was sidelined outright just because Ashok Gehlot was chosen? The old guard versus new guard is a perennial issue among political parties, but most of the political parties, the hard way or otherwise, sideline and allow the new brigade or the youngsters to come through. Mind you, Rahul Gandhi is not a youngster. Jyotiraditya Sindhya pushing 50 is not a youngster. But in the views on the minds of the Congress party and perhaps the leadership who are all pushing 70 and 80s, this is the other generation. Now look at what is going to happen as far as the BJP is concerned and the political horizon is concerned. There are the Rajya Sabha elections also around the corner, ladies and gentlemen. And there are 77 seats, if I remember correctly, up for grabs over the next two or three rounds of elections. And the BJP stands to become the single largest party in the Rajya Sabha if things go the way they are going right now by the end of the year. That means they will hold sway in both houses of parliament and imagine what will happen. The BJP will push through all the legislations and all the promises that they have made in their manifesto because Prime Minister Narendra Modi wants to go back to his electorate and to his vote bank and tell them, this is what I promised you, this is what I have done, call me back. And with the position that they are in, the BJP looks set to be firmly in the driver's seat till at least 2030. That's the next decade. 2030, where will a Jyotiraditya Sindhya be? Political oblivion. Where will a Sachin Pilot be? Politically irrelevant because there will be a fresh generation and a different generation of Congress leadership that would have come through or opposition that would have come through. And this entire old guard along with this waiting in the ranks young brigade, which are also getting older, will suddenly get shafted. That's the reason why Jyotiraditya Sindhya has taken the call that he has, because he wants to serve people and he wants to survive politically. And getting into the BJP made a smarter, was a saner sense compared to floating his own party in Madhya Pradesh, because he would have just drained himself out. The BJP gives him heft. The BJP gives him an angle. The BJP gives him a chance to be the answer to Shivraj Singh Chauhan, or after Shivraj Singh Chauhan, to take on Kamal Nath and Digvijay Singh and come back to power and become the chief minister of Madhya Pradesh, perhaps in the near future. But right now, he will be, in all probability, nominated to the Rajya Sabha, elected to the Rajya Sabha, and perhaps he will become a part of the Modi cabinet. Will he step into the civil aviation ministry and follow his father, who was Madhurav Sindhyaji, who was also a civil aviation minister in his time? Or will it be something different? We'll have to wait and watch. But there are already rumblings in Jharkhand. There is a Sachin Pilot who is frustrated and waiting in the ranks, and he's a hard worker, he's diligent, and he's committed to the people, to the cause of the people, the core ideology of working towards a stronger nation. That's what binds what the Prime Minister's vision for the country is with some of these younger leaders who really want to do something for their people. They may ideologically differ on other issues, but this aspect of development and wanting to take India to the next level, it's something which drives them, and they identify BJP as the only green pasture. Everything else around them is drying up. We'll debate that and we'll put out the hard numbers. And we ask this question more to follow. Obviously, yes. What is the Congress doing? Is the Congress's inertia giving the BJP added momentum? Join me on the debate number one on the Right Stand tonight. Debate number two is the Parliament debate on the Delhi riots. The opposition making a lot of charges, and we are standing by for the Home Minister Amit Shah to make a pointed and a very, very strong rebuttal. There is an internal fact-finding report of a group of intelligentsia and academicians which the Right Stand has been able to access, and we'll put out some of the findings, and we'll also get one of the members of this group onto the show and ask them to share with us their thoughts as to where they feel and what they feel happened on ground, because the indications are these riots were planned. Was the system caught napping, or did the system underestimate the preparedness of the rabble-rousers and the rioters? These are questions we'll dwell upon. Debate number two tonight on The Right Stand. I'll see you there.
The Right Stand with Anand Narasimhan.